Let's make something of this. Oh, wrong
what
thing.
What was that?
We'll find out. That's foreshadowing, Ted.
Jeez. Thought we were just saying we're above.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ted Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Grace is like, nope, we're doing the podcast.
Ted. Getting it in.
We start talking, we're never going to, this could be the shortest episode ever. No guarantees.
We always say that.
I'm guessing, what are you guessing as far as time?
Should be 20. We'll do 25 minutes.
Okay, so I'm thinking 22 to 25 minutes this podcast will last.
All right.
But we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got you going to Supercross, me getting slapped by a woman.
You did.
My wife coughing on me. Lots of good stuff.
Ooh.
And the dirt.
I finally played some soccer.
How'd it go?
It went good.
Yeah?
We had a thriller, bless you.
Thank you.
Of a nil-nil draw.
Real nil, so you didn't score a goal.
I did not. And that is going to be much, much, much harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So the scrimmage, not a good indicator of what's going to happen for Ted Smith.
Nope. It's different. It's different when there's actual, like, a lot of defenders and a goalkeeper in there.
See, and you can't do the hockey thing when you got someone who maybe, like, you're like, just post up in front of the goalie and go for the garbage goal.
Yeah, get the rebound.
You really can't do that in soccer, huh?
No, and there's only six field players. Like,
right. You can't be that guy that's just posted up right in front of the goaltender. Or goalkeeper, sorry.
No. But there, yeah, it was fun. It was good. And then, I just was like, oof, I'm sucking wind, and this scoring a goal thing's going to be a little tougher than we thought.
You're going to do it, though.
I'm going to get one.
I have faith.
Yeah, man.
Well, the only way to help you is to improve your cardio, and that's to get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning?
All right, this one is a real banger, Ted.
Oh.
We get a little house music-y.
Sounds like the beginning of the cricket I was watching this morning.
Oh, boy. Are you ready to get 10?
Let's get them.
All right, Mega Family, get down on your floor.
Yeah.
Do some push-ups. Here we go. Night 10 Mega Tab.
Yeah, this was kind of a banger. I don't know if you have to go to a rave, but once you've been to one, like this music, you don't need booze or anything. You just like snap back into it.
It does trigger something.
Yeah.
DJ Miggs.
That's not how I thought that was going to go.
It's the greatest ending ever.
Jeez.
That should be like, that sums up sex on Molly.
I was just going to say, that's how sex should be.
You're like, yes, I could do this. And then. Maybe I shouldn't have had that second pill.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
You know what? This morning I had kind of a serious one, but you hear that noise?
Oh, you're crossing it out?
I'm crossing it out. Because we started talking about soccer. I started playing in the pub league. Shout out to team, oh, man.
Simpsons Relay.
Hellfish? I think that's us. Hellfish.
I don't know either.
Either way, the thing I'm going to tell you this week is do what makes you happy. And I don't mean do what you always do that you think makes you happy. Maybe do something out of your comfort zone. Maybe you got a group of friends that you hang out with all the time and you got a buddy that you haven't seen in a while. Call that buddy you ain't seen in a while. Remember, you and him had fun. That made you happy. I just did this last weekend.
Nice.
So I'm saying just go out this weekend. Do something that makes you happy, man. I don't, maybe it's going out to get a drink. Maybe it's going to watch bull riding, which I'm doing.
Are you going?
I am.
Do you plan on getting stoned?
Yes.
There is nothing better in life than getting stoned and watching bull riding.
Yeah.
I've never done it in person, but I've done it on television, watching on TV. It's insane.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man. Just go out there and do what makes you happy. Not what you always do, but look inside. What is it going to make me happy? What do I want to do? Are you shooting a basketball? I don't know.
Maybe it's wrestling a woman.
Maybe it's getting your ass beat by a woman.
And that did happen.
Yes.
That's that, dude. That was my weekend last weekend. Is doing stuff that makes me happy. Of course, hanging out with my wife makes me very happy. So that was my Saturday. We just kind of chilled, had a good time. I can't remember exactly. I don't think we did really much. We just went to church, came home, and just sat on the couch and had a nice relaxing time. I think maybe took Lulu for a quick walk. I think if I remember correctly. But Sunday, then went on over to Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett. Man,
nice,
dude. This was the fifth one. And, you know, local celebrity Steve Miggs has nothing nice to say about Without a Cause. But Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
Regular Steve
regular
Miggs.
Regular Radio Steve.
Cannot say enough great things, man. It's just been really cool to watch what happened in the very first night of us doing Without a Cause. It was maybe like 70 or so people to this most recent one where it was sold out at 200. Like,
no kidding.
That's pretty amazing. And massive props to Max and the entire crew that are a part of Without a Cause Wrestling, even though I hate Max's local celebrity, Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
Radio Steve
Miggs.
The
belt hates him.
Yeah, the belt definitely hates him.
Yeah.
Verified. VC, the verified champ. We got to talk. We have a verified champ might be needed for another promo.
Yeah.
Nice.
How long are those events?
They go for about 2.5 hours.
All right.
Start at 4. Typically, we're done by like 6:30-ish, 6:45 at the latest.
All right. I got to get up there.
Dude, it's not bad at all. They're really... And this last one was just top-notch from beginning to end. Just great performance. Of course, I was used a lot, so that means it was really good. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to everyone that comes out. I meet a lot of Mega family at these.
Nice.
People who love the Mega cast. There's now a Migs Club section featuring... I think a 8 or 7 year old girl by the name of Jameson. She rocks the MIG shirt.
Were those the parents we met?
Yes.
At Defy.
Yes. Yeah. They came out strong.
Nice.
It's always awesome because I come out and there's a round of boos for most people. And then I look over and there's this one section. They're just like, yeah, MIGs. I'm like, I don't care. I know it's not, I'm not trying to be the cool heel, but I'm okay being the cool heel with those fans because they're awesome.
Like, yeah. When I was in like my late teens, I think I might have been like 19 or 20. We went to wrestling in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And this is when like Triple H was like the most hated.
Yeah.
And I remember we had decent seats and we cheered for, it was just fun standing up. Like when everybody else booed, it was fun cheering for him.
When you have a good group of people that become like that person's fan, it's really fun.
I mean, it's basically what happened to The Rock.
Yeah.
He was the heel forever. And then people just kind of started cheering for him.
Because he was cool.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, yeah, I think it was awesome, dude. It was a lot of fun. Got to.
I mean, look at our friend Becky,
dude, and right? She's no longer. It was like they tried to make her heel,
but you couldn't.
But it was like the fans didn't even go with it for a second. They were just like, no, she's too badass.
Yeah,
she's number one. I actually got a message from her today because she saw Pearl Jam shared on Facebook that interview with BJ and Miggs.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is effing insane, is the message I got, which I thought was pretty awesome. I'm like, hey, they're going to be coming back in studio probably in April. You should come in, fly in, and then interview Pearl Jam. I haven't heard back yet. She's probably like, leave me alone, Steve. I was just trying to be nice. But anyway, so I got to be a part of a match. It was the Strays, which was a team I wrestled the last time. And I was going to be taking on them with Daddy's Money. Daddy's Money was a team I was inserting myself with. Eli Surge,
all right.
Travis Williams. Awesome. All of those guys are all from the Vancouver area, and they're insane. The future is bright. They're all younger wrestlers, been doing it for a few years, but you could tell they're going to probably go on to do pretty awesome things. They're all super talented. And so I insert myself. You know, I'm like, yeah, we're going to kick your ass 3-on-2. And then all of a sudden, the Strays bring out their new partner, Priscilla Kelly. Now, if you don't know, Priscilla Kelly made news. She was the woman who pulled the tampon spot. I don't know if you saw that all over the internet a few months ago.
No?
You didn't see that?
I don't think so.
She apparently was killing wrestling because she was in the middle of a 21 and up bar show, and it's called like a street fight. And she's in the middle of a match, and she pulls out what's not really it, but supposed to be a tampon during that time of her month.
Yeah.
And she shoves it in the other wrestler's mouth, and the reaction's a phenomenal reaction. It's just, you know, but it's adult humor, obviously.
Yeah.
Some people are freaking out. Jim Cornette, other old school wrestling people, Gail Kim. They're like, "You are killing our business." And then it helped her though. She skyrocketed to popularity, but she was already pretty popular because she was on the Mae Young Classic with the WWE. So she's gone on to do some pretty cool things.
And it's a bar show.
I know.
Any old wrestling head, shut up,
dude.
Right? You had no problem with womenizing. You had no problem with the Godfather bringing out pimps and showing boobs to teenagers in the hose.
The hoe train.
Right. We had no problem. Suck it. None of that was an issue. But a woman makes a joke about a tampon in a bar show, and that's destroying your sport.
Mae Young giving birth to a hand.
Yeah.
No problem with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and even Priscilla brought up a good point. She's like, wait a second. This is a problem, but all these other things that guys are doing aren't a problem. You're just helping prove that there's still sexism in wrestling.
Joey, I mean, I love Joey Ryan, but he pulls a lollipop out of his drawers.
Right. And we know he's not pulling it out of anywhere bad. Like, it's,
right.
You know, it's part of the performance. Like, no one, anyone who thought she really did that is an idiot.
We got to be careful not to be these people, but I don't know what it is. The old people, just let it go.
I agree.
Like, Jay Leno. Shut up.
Right. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. Stop commentating on how late night talk shows are now. Just shut up. You had your moment in the sun.
And you were a D to everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You were a D to Letterman. You were a D to Conan. Like, you're not, you know what I mean?
It's just business. I was just doing business.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people hide behind that all the time. No, you're an a-hole.
Right.
You verbally made promises and you broke them. Yeah. It's just business.
What would you do if you were in my situation? All right.
Yeah. I probably would have honored my word.
Right. I think I would have been a stand-up individual.
Yeah, which tend to always do.
So it was cool, though, because I'm like, okay, now we're prepping the match. And I was like figuring all this stuff out. So the story we wanted to create that was like, her and I never facing until the end. And then there was that moment because, you know, she's verified. I'm verified. And
this thing.
Yeah, I have some fun with that. So we kept building. And every time she'd get in the ring, I'd run away. I'm like, oh, I'm not messing with her. She's done mean, weird things on the internet. I'm not touching that. So eventually I do something underhanded. I use verified champ as a weapon, knock out one of their guys, turn around. There she is looking at me. Now it's a standoff. And I can't wait to get the full video because I want you to see it. I was pretty excited.
I see
about
you getting slapped.
Yeah, so it built up to that. And so the whole thing was I look at her and she's looking at me. She's like ready to kick my ass. I'm like, well, no, don't. We can't fight. We're both verified on Twitter. You know, you're a celebrity. I'm a celebrity. And she's like, I don't even know who the hell you are. And the place, of course, is like, yeah. And I'm like, no. I do a radio show. I said nice things about you after that tampon situation. And then she pulls, she was like, we didn't practice any of this. Like, this was just us doing improv. And she looks at me and goes, really? You did? I'm like, yeah, I'm on your side. There's no need for us to fight. And we're going back and forth and it's building. Everyone's like, hit him. We're not here to listen to you talk. Hit him. And finally, I put out my hand. I'm like, just shake my hand. Like, we don't need to have this. And then she shakes my hand. And as we're shaking hands, that's when this moment happened. And so she slaps me. I'm like, what the hell was that? I swing at her because that's what a dude would do to her.
Yeah, of course.
In the world of wrestling, yes, that's exactly what we would do. She ducks it, puts me in a half Nelson, and German suplexes me. Oh, dude, the place was the electricity. I was like, ah, and this is out. That was the end of my moment. But the best part was like beforehand, we're talking about all this and like, okay, you're going to slap me. It was like her idea that shake the hand, slap me, put me.
That's wrestling. You got to shake the hand.
Right. And she's like, well, are you cool with me like laying in? I'm like, lay in as hard as you can. I don't care. Like, just do it. Make it. I want that because I know the harder she hits me, the bigger the pop. And I know she's such a talented wrestler. I know she's going to hit me in the right spot. It's going to hurt, but she's not going to do any damage to me. You know what
I mean? Is it also just make sure you don't use the bottom of your palm?
Honestly, all it is make sure you hit that hit the neck. Don't hit the face.
All right. All right.
Because the neck can handle a lot. Like,
all right.
It's got that meat. It's strong. The face, I don't want to get hit in the face. Like, you could probably break a jaw. You could
Add
my nose, whatever it may be. And man,
does it still hurt?
I had, the adrenaline was riding so high that it never hurt. It hurt when it first hit. Like, that was a legit reaction. Like, what the hell was that? But after that, like, the adrenaline was so high, I couldn't even notice it, man. There's so many other things going on. But man, there was a welt on my neck for the long. After the match, she looks at me. She's like, oh, my gosh, my hand is still on your neck. I'm like, oh, you hit me hard. Best part, I go on Twitter, and I'm reading some of the comments, and, like, it's got a crap ton of views already. And she put it up on hers because I put up a Twitter post, and it's on my Twitter, at I'm Steve Miggs. And it was just like, for a moment, I thought we were going to become besties, and then that didn't happen. And she retweeted by just writing nope with a bunch of roses. All these comments, and one of them was great. She's like, someone wrote like, damn, you just kicked the crap out of Vin Diesel. And
That's pretty good.
And then her husband Darby Allin shared it, and Joey Janela, who's a big time wrestler, he's like, whoa, she walloped him, ha 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 ha. And I was like, this is awesome. I've got other wrestlers talking about how I got slapped by Priscilla Kelly. My day is made. It's a great time, man. The next Without a Cause Wrestling, which I'm unfortunately not going to be at, and I refuse to be at because it's in Everett, and I'm done with Everett for now, is on Easter Sunday. Oh, no kidding. April 21st.
First?
Yeah, April 21st.
Right, because the 19th is the Friday, and then April 20th, I believe, is a Saturday.
And there's a ton of great stuff going on. Just go to Without a Cause on Facebook to get more information about that. Ted, you went to Supercross?
I did go to Supercross. It was Check It, Steve. The 21st.
Yep, April.
Supercross was awesome. The tailgate was great. The viewing there is phenomenal. There's a lot of hot women at Supercross.
I love how you said viewing. I knew exactly what you were talking about.
It blew
about.
Me away. I talked about this on the podcast, but I was like, holy crap.
Yeah?
I said at least five times, like, I love these country girls. They break my heart, but I love them.
I've always said that if you wanted to create what heaven on earth would be, it would be the women at a country music festival.
So imagine a Kenny Chesney concert.
Like Waterfest, Watershed.
Yeah, but like a little different edge because it's like bikes and they've like, well, and there was more jeans. But I mean, I can't tell you how many times we were just sitting in the parking lot like, holy crap, like this is amazing.
Do you have the same philosophy? And I mean no disrespect to women who dirt bike ride, but I feel like girls who dirt bike ride are rather naughty girls. And I don't mean that with any disrespect. I'm a fan of naughty girls.
I mean, I think so too, but I don't know that I've ever, like, that's the thing. They seem tougher. So I don't know, like, I've actually, like, hooked up with a dirt bike ride. Well, that's not true. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Molly rode a few bikes in her day. I mean, she was in the Marine Corps. Right? I mean, I never rode a dirt bike with her.
Like, girls are, like, mudding, dirt bike riding. What else would, like, make you think that she's going to be naughty? Roller girls.
Yeah. The roller girls seem to be, I don't know.
And I'm not talking like a slut or anything. If you are, good for you. I don't care. I'm just talking like, you know, when.
I feel like everybody's
going to be pretty damn phenomenal.
I just feel like everybody's going to be dirtier than girls at a Taylor Swift concert.
Yes. Yes.
So like, right? Like, I don't know. Like,
it's like you got Britney fans and then you got Nicki Minaj fans.
Yeah.
I only say that because I saw Britney Spears and Nicki Minaj open for her once. And I could tell.
No kidding?
Yeah. This is back when Nicki Minaj was just barely popular. It was really cool.
Wow.
At the Tacoma Dome, which was pretty
all
awesome.
Right, yeah.
But you could tell who were the Britney fans. And then you could also tell who were the Nicki Minaj fans.
Yeah.
Like the Britney fans were playing dress up sexy. The Nicki Minaj fans were just straight up sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. But yeah, you're right. The dirt bike girls for sure seem to have a different little edge to them.
Yes. Hey, speaking of pop singers.
I'm hoping maybe Bull Riding to have some nice country girls out
oh,
there.
Oh, dude, you're so in
hot. And it's in Tacoma. Yes. I was just like, yeah.
That's your crowd.
Dude, are you wrestling Saturday?
Saturday. Nope. Saturday's date day.
All right.
With the missus.
You should make a date at a random restaurant and bar in Tacoma, and I'll just like, it'll be like that SpongeBob meme. Like, I'll just come through the doors.
Like, Ted!
Thanks!
I'm like, what are you doing? And you'll be like, I just happen to have a couple extra tickets to PBR.
Yeah, I just happen to run in here where you are in the bar in Tacoma.
What are the odds? Ted, I had no idea that you were going to be here.
I'm just doing what makes me happy.
Well, I'm glad to see you happy. What do you have planned for tonight?
Oh, I forgot. I have a cowboy hat that I bought when I went to Burning Man. This is the time to wear it. I've never had a reason to wear it anywhere else.
Please, please make sure you take pictures of this.
Yes. Well, that's like, look. So
can you get as many pictures of you with like hot, like cowgirls?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like for a Supercross, my buddy Baird on Friday was, because he was coming. He's like, dude, if you have camo stuff, you should wear it. And I was like, so my buddy runs a landscaping company, and they have like the weird like gray camo or like brown camo hats,
uh-huh.
Almost like desert camo. But I didn't wear it, and as soon as I got to the parking lot, I was like, I have no shot at these chicks. I'm wearing no camo, so
they can see me.
I don't have anything that says fox on it or camo.
Oh, if you don't have anything that says fox on it,
yeah,
you need to get that the trucker cap that says zero fox giving.
Oh, that's a great call.
Yes.
So this weekend, I think I wear the same. I got this bright green hoodie that has like a weird American flag on the back.
Uh-huh.
For St. Patty's.
Definitely red, white, and blue.
And then the cowboy hat.
Yep. What color is this cowboy hat?
It's just kind of regular. The thing is, it's more like a riding cowboy's hat as opposed to like the bull riders have like those big stiff ones.
Yep. That's why a lot of girls go to those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if a guy in a white hat means he's a rider.
You need to get one of those like Coors Light box cowboy hats.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what else? I'm going to put keys in the heels of my shoes.
For a second, I thought you said you're going to put chaps on because the way you moved your hands.
Oh, no.
I was like, geez, Ted.
I'm going to put keys in the back of my heels,
mm-hmm.
So it sounds like I'm wearing spurs.
Yes.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, I had Spurs.
Did you really?
I mean, they were like costume Spurs with, right, with my full cowboy outfit that I had as a kid. And I would walk around with them.
You should show up in your Halloween costume.
I still have that hat. If you want to wear a red cowboy hat.
I don't want to be that cowboy.
No, yeah.
You might want to not go to the bathroom. Hey, Woody, get over here.
I was going to bring up real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been paying attention to this Cardi B situation?
I have.
Okay. Dude, I did not know any of this. I kept seeing people making comments on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook about Cardi B, and I just, it was, you know, we had a couple days off, so I haven't been paying attention to anything that was going on in the news.
All I've been doing
is watching wrestling or vacuuming our house or playing with Lulu. It's really not much information coming in any of those facets, right?
No.
So I finally, I'm like, what the hell is going on with Cardi B? And then I see this story and I'm like, oh, pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't shock me.
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not sure, right? Like, it's weird because you celebrate Cardi B for being a stripper and being kind of ghetto.
Right.
But then it's like, well,
this is a very ghetto thing for a stripper to do.
But then I also get the other side of, like, a lot of people are like, well, I'm from the hood. I didn't do this kind of,
I wasn't drugging people.
Shady stuff. Yeah. Like, she can't keep blaming the hood for this and that. So I don't know. This is another one anymore. It's so hard. Like, I don't know. I can tell you this much. I'm not from a hood. Like, I'm from College Park. Like, PG County's a rough county, but, like, College Park was fine.
Right.
Like, I'm not from, like, some gangster-ass hood. So, I mean, I can't, like, some of these, I go, you know what? I'm just going to step out on this one.
The first thing I thought was, well, see, that's the problem. Like, when in my single days, if the thought of ever, like, being able to invite strippers or, like, a bachelor party, the first thing you got to do is make sure all valuables are put in the safe.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about these situations.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure maybe they're not going to nice hotels.
No, I bet they are. Because, I mean, also, she was in New York City. So, I mean, if you're at, like, Score, I would assume Score is still there. Stern talked about it all the time.
That's the only strip club I could think of about.
But if you're, like, in those ones in Manhattan and stuff, those people are throwing around thousands of dollars.
Right.
Right? So I would imagine when she's talking about it, they're probably going back to places like that. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if I, like, I will say this. As a white dude, I'm just going to say, I don't think I have feelings on it. Because I'm not, like, am I supposed to, like, I feel like if I say I'm offended by it, people are like, you shouldn't be offended by it. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Right. The whole thing was just fascinating. I never even thought about that. Like, you could just meet up with a dude, be like, yo, you want to keep this party going, which, you know, going to a strip club, some people, that's exactly what they want to do.
Of course.
And this is like the penthouse forum for X amount of dollars. But I would imagine it's like, yes, okay, absolutely. And then you go back and you get drugged. You don't get any sex. And you wake up and your money's gone.
And your money's gone.
It's like, how do you explain that? What if you're in a relationship? How do you explain that?
Dude, and I've been in situations sort of like this.
Okay.
Like, I was at a party once where there was a bunch of people. There may have been a couple strippers there or whatever. So, like, how should I phrase this? Let's just say a sizable amount of cash and a sizable jar of marijuana went missing. But it was like,
of course, blame it on the stripper.
Right. So that was their thing. And then there's also people there that we knew. So it was kind of, it's one of those weird things, but it's also like, well, we were kind of paying those girls to dance after hours, which I'm not positive is legal. So it's like, who are we going to call? And weed wasn't legal yet. So again, who are we going to call?
There's nobody.
There's nobody
to
call.
Right.
So if you get beat on a drug deal,
chalk it up to a loss.
That's why I never wanted to be a drug dealer. You have to be violent.
And Ted is a lover,
right?
Not a fighter. He's a cuddler.
Right. I mean, look, if Steve's getting beat up, I'm jumping in.
Of course.
Now, we'll both probably get beat up, but the point is,
we'll have a great story to share in the Megacast.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not out there starting fights or being like, yeah, I'm going to end this.
Well, do you remember? Okay. Well, you're single still. So, I mean, but my single days have, like, booty calls from time to time, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what. And did you ever think, I better hide whatever is super valuable? Just, I mean, I don't know why, but I was like, if anyone's willing to hook up with me, there might be something shady about that person.
I have hidden cash before, and a friend had lent me a very nice watch, and I remember, like, we gotta hide this.
Yeah, I've done that before, where I was like, I need to make sure my wallet is somewhere that is not easily found, wherever that may be. Even if they're coming up, and even sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if I want to invite this person back to my house. They might just rob my stuff when I'm asleep. I'm a deep sleeper. You don't even need to drug me.
Yeah.
Just let me fall asleep and you can take whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, that's the other problem too, right? Like, yeah. I mean, sometimes like getting drugged or whatever, but like if you're partying with somebody through the morning, you pass out, like you're probably not waking up right away.
No, absolutely not. And then you got to wake up and be like, crap, I don't even know how to get a hold of this person.
Yeah. And again, all I have to say is,
imagine being this happens to you. And then you put on TV 5 years later, and it's the biggest hip hop artist in the world at that moment.
Yeah. So right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, there's part of me that also says, look, whenever you're dealing with illegal stuff, which paying a stripper to come back to your house to have sex with her,
right,
is illegal. So
right.
If you're dealing drugs, you're dealing with women, or you're dealing with like you're dealing with illegal stuff. So I mean, is as you say on the wire, is that just all part of the game?
It's a good point. I would not say like, look, nobody deserves to have anything stolen. But like you said, you're doing something already pretty illegal. Not saying it's deserving of it, but when it happens, are you shocked?
Right.
You just brought somebody over who was willing to have sex with you in exchange for money. They're clearly, their morals might not be in the right spot. No yeah. offense to sex workers, but at this moment, it's not legal. So you're doing something illegal. You think it's going to be you're going to put it past them that they would be up for taking money outside of the money that they're already going to take in exchange for sex.
Yeah. I mean, right. Now, granted, a lot of people are saying like, well, how is it, you know, everybody came down on Bill Cosby. It's like, wait, well, see, he was drugging and then raping them.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I draw a line between rape and theft.
Look, nobody needs to go see a therapist because someone robbed them. I think that really, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's okay for her to steal money from anyone.
No, it's not okay.
But stop trying to compare apples to oranges. Look, someone gets raped, their life is ruined for forever. I mean, maybe some therapy could get them to the point where they can, you know, exist in society and not be a complete mess all the time.
Right.
But their relationships are ruined. The only thing that's ruined with this person is relationships with future strippers that they want to bring back. Like that's, I mean, it sucks to get robbed, but nobody, unless someone's being held by gunpoint, maybe that could scar you, give you PTSD, but it's not the same. Being raped and being mugged is never going to be the same. And I'm sorry, you can't argue those two and make me think that you have any brains in your head. It's yeah. ridiculous.
And I also think, too, like, you know, different cities have different cultures. So you're working in New York City. I mean, people are coming in there flashing cash, right? Mm-hmm. Flashing fancy chains and jewelry and stuff. So, I mean, that's a different, like, I don't think me and you have ever had that much cash on us or in a group of us or been to a strip club like that.
No.
Right?
No.
Maybe in Vegas, but those weren't people I knew. There was other super rich people in the Spearmint Rhino when I was in there.
We were stoked if we could afford one bottle for the whole table.
Yeah, exactly.
That was $500. We did it, guys.
Yeah, right.
We each ponied up $100. We made it happen.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably get out of here.
Yeah, man.
We're at 27 minutes, so we won't even do the push-ups. But thank you guys. Hey, we went a little bit longer than I thought.
We got it in, man.
We still delivered.
Yeah.
And we didn't take your money or drug you for this.
No. That is so, I can't believe you asked it. Like last night I was laid in my bed and I'm reading all the Cardi B stuff and I went, I don't know. I just put it away. And you, of course, you're like, Ted, what do you think about it? Like, oh, S.
Well, I mean, I like talking about random things.
Honestly,
for me, the fascinating part was just the whole, how do you handle this after the fact? I, you know what I mean? Like the whole, like, if, let's just say you're in a relationship or you're married and then you're just like, I don't know. How do I explain now that all of my money is gone?
Yeah.
I mean, also, how do you explain? I mean, you're a piece of crap because you were just paying for a hooker. But it's still like
paying for a hooker doesn't make you a piece of crap.
If you're married.
Oh, yeah. All right.
No, Ted, you're not a piece of crap.
No.
And it was a birthday gift from the Hoff.
Yeah, it was
May
legal.
He rest in peace. All right, we're going to get out of here next week.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, all right.
I'm here.
All right, follow us on Twitter at The Megacast and have a great week. And
do something fun.
Yes.
And if you're down at PBR, say what's up.
Yes. And if you have a hot friend that's in hot chick outfits, make sure to take a picture with Ted.
Yeah.
With his sweet cowboy. Look for the man in the cowboy hat. Partner.